The Huntress smiled behind her faceless visor, moving with the other red sentinels, feigning panic and anger to mirror theirs. She disliked the bulky armor they wore, but the skin was a necessary one. The sentinel she'd killed to acquire it had put up a reasonable fight, for an unaugmented human at least. The Huntress made a show of scanning for enemy targets on balconies of adjacent buildings, relishing the panicked voices jabbering over the vox. In a matter of minutes, she would be able to leave this wretched gathering and make her way back through the city in readiness to abandon this world forever. She was already making her way to the double doors when the sun fell dark and heavy engines whined behind her. The Huntress turned, her eyes narrowed, her heart starting to beat faster. Five shapes dropped from the sky. Armored in massive suits of power armor, they thudded down onto the balcony. Flame and smoke retched from the thrust generators on their backs, and helms with painted skulls for faces watched her with unerring focus. Not the other Red Sentinels. Just her. These warriors had been waiting on the roof, knowing she would make her move. Each of the figures raised a bolter clutched in dark gauntlets.
Assassin of the Kalidas Temple, we have come for you!
There was no thought of fighting. The Huntress turned and ran, preternatural agility blurring her form like quicksilver. Sentinel armor rained from her as she sprinted back through the palace, discarded as fast as she was able. She heard them giving chase. The clanging thuds of ceramite boots on mosaic floors, the coughing bursts of jump packs breathing fire, propelling the warriors down the halls faster than the Huntress could run. Bystanders, innocent or otherwise, cried out as her pursuers cut down anyone in their way. She heard the throaty crashing of bolters and weaved across the detonating ground where shells hit home. She leapt as she ran, knowing they were targeting her legs, seeking to bring her down by an explosive shell to the back of the knee. One shell impacted on the Huntress's calf, but span aside, deflected by her synthetic skin armor. Another exploded against the wall by her shoulder, sending chalky debris clattering over her face. Still, she ran. When a shell finally struck home, it took her in the meat of the thigh. Despite years of pain resistance training and narcotic compounds introduced into her bloodstream to deaden her nerves, the agony was unrivaled. The Huntress howled as she went down, her thigh reduced to nothing more than a ruin of hanging flesh and muscle stripped from the blood-stained broken bone. Spitting curses, she clawed herself forward, vicious even in futility. She had enough of a lead to drag herself to her feet and round the next corner in an awkward, limping run. Her flight to safety lasted mere seconds. As she rounded the corner, shoving her way through a milling crowd of servants, two immense, dark forms brought her to the ground. Her muscles stung with chemical enhancement, straining against the armored warriors pinning her to the floor. She went to draw her blade from her thigh sheath, only to scream in frustrated rage when she realized the scabbard and blade had been torn from her body when the exploding shell struck her leg. She yelled fresh curses as her reaching forearm was smashed under the boot of another traitorous warrior. She writhed under their oppressive strength, losing control in her anger, not even realizing her face was flowing into the visages of a dozen women she killed in the last 2 days. From above, she heard the leader of the warriors speak while his men held her down.
My name is Talos of the Night Lord's Legion, and you are coming with me.